Back again on the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and special guest this month, the State Director for Marcy's Law for South Dakota, Jason Glow. Jason, again, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate you giving an hour to talk about this, a very important topic, especially as we get into this segment where, as we were talking during the break, this is a very, very, and in my 7 years of covering news, and that's where I really got to know Mike, was in 2009. We had a series of homicides in town. And for me, watching the families go through that, you'll never be able to totally understand what that family is feeling, but you go through that process with them, as both of you as prosecutors do. It's a very, very emotional thing, and a lot of the people supporting this have been on the unfortunate side of dealing with those emotions, and I know that they have shared their stories with you in an effort to try to push this forward.
It's the hardest part about this job is listening to the tragedies that have impacted people's lives, and I think it's what drives us, it's what drives most prosecutors, and inspires them to keep working hard to protect those crime victims. Every day, I hear new stories from victims across the state. Of course, when you're working at the state fair, you hear them all day long with the number of people coming up to your booth and sharing their stories, people emailing our campaign, people posting stories on our Facebook page, people making phone calls and sharing their heartbreaking stories. It gets very emotional, and you can sympathize with them, but you can never truly empathize with a victim unless you've been a victim yourself. But it's what makes me get up every morning to want to go fight to help crime victims. You'll be seeing some very powerful testimonials from crime victims in the near future. We've got short videos that we'll be putting on our website, and ultimately will become television commercials that are very emotional stories. We had a 15-year-old girl in Central South Dakota who was sexually abused. She was raped. She was trafficked, and was mentally, I couldn't imagine that ever happening to my daughter. And she was in a very small town, and she had no protections under current law to prevent information from getting to the press. And since she was one of a very small number of 15-year-old girls in the small town, it quickly became public information. And she was bullied and suffered through further abuse because of that. And she had to move. Her family had to leave town. And she became suicidal and has since then written a book about her experience. You've probably seen her on television already, and you'll be seeing her in some of our videos, but she has an absolutely tragic story. Marcy's Law would have given her protections to guarantee her right to privacy, so that information should have never been made public, and she wouldn't have had to go through that experience that ultimately made her suicidal. We have an example of just today, just this morning, where somebody posted on our Facebook page, Kathleen from Watertown, she said, "We have a petition that people can sign to show their support." She said, "Please sign the petition." And she talks about Amber, and her friend Amber never, she says, Amber never knew the man who beat and raped her was out of prison. She didn't get notice that her rapist was released from prison. She goes on to say, "He got 7 to 10 years, and 4 months later she saw him at the Hy-Vee grocery store. She ran out and hid in her home. She didn't come to my house because she was afraid I would be killed defending her. 3 days later, we found her in her home, and that wasn't easy because he tore everything out of the cupboards and drawers and threw it on top of her. I found her after I dug to the bottom. There was not one place on her body that was not bruised. The haunted look in her eyes she has still to this day. And then the next week, she went to work and used meth for the first time because of that traumatic experience." Those victims deserve notification. And under South Dakota current law, they were supposed to be notified unfortunately, it's not always followed because it doesn't have any teeth. It's not enforceable. The most egregious example is in recently that's been made most public, and there are many, many stories like this. But the most egregious that's been most publicized recently was the Joaquin Ramos commutation. And Debbie Jo Martinez was brutally murdered in front of her children. She was pregnant when she was murdered by her boyfriend, who was Joaquin Ramos. He received life in prison with no chance of parole. And after he was convicted, there were Supreme Court appeals for which the family never received any notification that they were occurring or an opportunity to voice their opinion. There were parole hearings where the family was not received notification and they didn't have an opportunity to voice their concerns. And ultimately, a commutation by the governor where the family was not provided any notification or a right to be heard in that process. The current process failed that family many times and re-victimized that family as a result, and ultimately resulted in a commutation that changed a life sentence with no chance of parole to a life sentence with chance of parole. And keep in mind that parole board has already recommended a commutation, and now through that process, that family now even monthly they had to provide input as to why he should never be released from prison. So they have to tell their story. They have to relive that hell that they went through on a continual basis to try to keep this guy in prison. Marcy's law would have required the notification requirements to make sure that doesn't happen to anybody else again. And it's the least we can do for crime victims is to provide them basic notification and guarantee them a voice so they do have a meaningful, enforceable role in the process.
And I think that we as a system, you know, we need to recognize that better. You know, everybody, you talk about this, you know, just giving the victims, and I've obviously dealt with a lot of victims in my career, giving them a seat at the table, giving them notification when things happen means so much to them that to not to do that, I think, is obviously neglecting our duty. But I just don't think we realize how much that actually means to those victims, to give them that voice and that notification. And I think that we should be required to do that. So I appreciate you, you know, going through this effort to get it as a constitutional amendment. I think it's time that, you know, victims have some enforceable rights as part of this process. But, you know, and I think you explained this pretty well, but I've heard some people, colleagues of mine that will say, well, this is a California solution looking for a South Dakota problem. But at least based on your research, you found that there is concerns in South Dakota. You've given some good examples. Have you found that throughout the state that victims could be given a better voice, more information, more part of the process?
Absolutely. And there are some counties like Beadle County that do a very good job right now that should serve as a model. But we hear from many victims, and even I think most counties do a good job, especially with domestic violence, to provide information to those victims that includes where they can go for help, where the shelters are, contact information for the state's attorneys if they have questions, which is extremely important, especially for victims of rape and domestic violence and those crimes of violence. But it doesn't always happen. It's not part of our culture for law enforcement or prosecutors that simple notification is as important as giving a criminal their Miranda rights. I remember doing a press conference in Sioux Falls, and I was explaining to local law enforcement about the importance of that notification. And there's a woman sitting in the lobby, and we were talking about how good of a job Minnehaha County does in providing that information. But people make mistakes, and sometimes it falls through the cracks and it doesn't happen. And that very woman said, you know, I was the victim of domestic violence and I wasn't informed that I had any rights whatsoever. I didn't know where to go for help. And it was obviously a very traumatic experience for her as she broke down in tears explaining her story. So everybody's well-intended, but we need to do a better job. And the more we advocate for Marcy's Law, the more stories we hear, the more apparent the problem is.
You are listening to the March 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Jason Gloat, our special guest this month. We'll have more with him coming up.